In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning and welcome to our churches of St. Cadog and St. Margaret for our service of home worship. It is lovely to have you with us. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love, shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give light to those who live in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Let us pray. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion. Nourish us with all goodness. And of your great mercy, keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Amos. This is what he showed me. The Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, see, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass them by. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste, and I will raise against the house of Jeroboam with a sword. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to King Jeroboam of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the very centre of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile away from his land. And Amaziah said to Amos, O seer, go, flee away to the land of Judah. Earn your bread there and prophesy there. But never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary, and it is a temple of the kingdom. Then Amos answered Amaziah, I am no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I am a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. And the Lord took me from the following the flock. And the Lord said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response for Psalm 85. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and will make a path for his steps. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord. A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. She went out and said to her mother, What should I ask for? She replied, The head of John the Baptizer. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some were saying, John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and for this reason these powers are at work in him. But others said, It is Elijah. And others said, It is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. But when he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers, and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it." And he solemnly swore to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptizer." Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When the disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In today's Gospel, we notice that Herod, who is in a position of power, could not allow John to put his reputation on the line. He has a vested interest in the way things are, irrespective of whether he thinks John is right or otherwise. Also, despite his suspicions that John may have God on his side, he realizes that his behavior cannot escape John's criticism. Herod has too much to lose if he spares John the Baptist. Even though Herod has the power to silence John's comments, he allows himself to be forced into making a decision by someone who is even more resentful. Mark hints that the same fate of death awaits Jesus, who has greater authority than John. The people at this time are too stubborn to listen to the voice of God speaking to them. They are more concerned with worldly matters than repenting. As we can imagine, if they were to change their mind about past and present behaviour, they would find this humiliating. The prophets who revealed God's insight into certain behaviour were members of a long tradition in ancient Israel. These are people who were rarely welcomed, as people did not want to hear the truth. As Christians, we are called to not only listen to the voice of the prophets, but to also be like them, as we speak with God and tell others of the love of God. This may not be a task we relish, as it may make us stand out in ways we find uncomfortable. We need to remember that we are not on our own in our calling, as being a Christian is not so much of hearing voices in the wilderness, but it is being a God-centered community. We can choose to live to different values from others, but to do this, we must be self-aware and honest about our own behaviour. We must pray while always seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and also use the wonderful resources of the Bible and its words of Scripture. We must think carefully about the issues which face humanity and our troubled world, and then find the correct way to respond and act. Plus, we should always be prepared to and not afraid to change our minds and also our behaviour and not be afraid of criticism. We may think that it is much easier to keep a distance between ourselves and those who make a scene, even if we secretly admire their motives. However, apathy and inaction may have played a big part in bringing John and Jesus to their deaths, as much as fear. If we do not have the gift of prophecy ourselves, whereby we have the insight and ability to communicate, perhaps as Christ's body on earth, we should spend time with those who do, as it is only in active participation can the kingdom of God be realized. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May the Church faithfully proclaim the risen Christ, the sure ground for hope in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Gaza and Israel, Ukraine and the Yemen, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the power of the risen Christ bring peace where there is conflict, and reconciliation where there is division. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we witness to the risen Christ in our daily lives, bringing your love and peace to all with whom we share our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." They were overjoyed on seeing the Lord. The peace of the Lord be with you, and with all those whom you love, and also with you. Let us pray. Lord God our Father, through our Saviour Jesus Christ, you have assured your children of eternal life, and in baptism have made us one with him. Deliver us from the death of sin, and raise us to new life in your love, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Before our blessing and final hymn, may I take this opportunity to thank you for joining with us. I hope you have a peaceful week and look forward to you joining with us once again next week. The Lord be with you and also with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.